There's no secret formula for better service throughout the customer journey. But there is the all-new Service Hub from HubSpot. It makes it infinitely easier to scale customer support and increase retention. By bringing service and support together in one powerful platform, you can deliver the best experiences for your customers and your teams. Free up time for your reps to focus on complex issues with an AI-powered help desk. Proactively drive retention with customer health scores that help keep your business ahead, stopping churn in its tracks. And give your entire go-to-market team the data they need to operate as one unified, powerful front. Also, you can easily support, strengthen, and grow your customer base. Secrets out. HubSpot Service Hub is a game changer. Visit HubSpot.com/service to do more for your customers today.
Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, April 17th. I'm Mark Dent here with Rob Litterst, and this is the Hustle Daily Show. Yesterday, Fed Chair Jerome Powell had some sobering news for anybody who's thinking about buying a house or taking on a significant loan. He hinted that interest rates are unlikely to be reduced anytime soon. That news, of course, comes out not long after inflation rates and job growth came in higher than expected, and it's led institutional investors to discuss the possibility of a stock market slump. Yet, the S&P 500 is still near its record high. Basically, the weird economy that's been affecting America for the last few years seems unlikely to turn normal anytime soon. So we're going to talk about what all of that means in a bit. However, in the meantime, I wanted to mention that today is the last day you can vote for the Hustle newsletter to win a Webby Award. So if you love what we do, we have a link in our show notes that directs you how to vote. Okay, let's get on to today's hits and headlines in business and tech. Starting off, Microsoft will invest $1.5 billion in UAE's leading AI company, G42, which is part of a U.S. government-led deal to convince the Abu Dhabi firm to stop working with China. Sticking in tech, Samsung is the king of the global smartphone market once again. It accounted for 21% of Q1 shipments, which bumped Apple, which had about 17.3%, into second place. Rob, Samsung on top. Are you surprised?
Anytime Apple is not in first in the global smartphone market, this is just my kind of like biased American thinking as like an iPhone user. Right. I do think in other parts of the world, Android is obviously way more popular. Yeah. And I think Samsung kind of dominates that market, right? That's kind of what this data is showing us.
Yeah. I mean, I was surprised that it did sort of take the lead, at least for a little while in the global market, just because of that international strength. And it was not meant to be for the long haul, perhaps.
Totally. Next time Apple pushes one of those old models down and into a nice new price point, I think we'll probably see the tides shifting again.
Right. Yeah. Apple does not like to get defeated.
No.
Next story. The United Kingdom announced a new law against non-consensual deepfake porn. If passed, violators would face fines and jail time. Meanwhile, Meta's oversight board is also tackling this issue. It's investigating how it handled two instances of explicit deepfakes of public figures posted to Instagram and Facebook. On to robotics. Boston Dynamics is retiring Atlas, its humanoid robot, 10 years after its debut. Hyundai acquired the company in 2021. Finally, the WNBA is poised to take advantage of the women's hoops boom. It's planning to expand the league to 16 teams from its current 12 by 2028. It really has been quite a spring for women's hoops, Rob.
Yeah, I am not going to lie. I watched way more women's March Madness than men's March Madness. I definitely was checking out men's March Madness for the first couple of weekends. And I'm a big basketball fan, but watching Caitlin Clark and watching the South Carolina women was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be an exciting summer. I mean, the Indiana Fever, of course, just drafted Caitlin Clark on Monday night. And, some of those games are being moved to larger arenas.
That's awesome.
To accommodate what they assume will be a crush of fans. So it's going to be really fun to watch.
Love that.
All right, well, let's move on to the main story. So as anyone who has probably read this newsletter or listened to this podcast knows, the economy's just been in a weird place for the last few years. And there was a lot of talk, frankly, over the last few months that it was about to get at least a little bit more normal. A lot of talk about the Fed was going to lower interest rates things of that nature. Soft landing was a phrase that I frankly had never heard of in my life until about the last year when everyone was saying this soft landing is coming, but it really has not arrived yet. And over the last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of news that would show not necessarily that this soft landing isn't coming, but that we're still kind of in just this really odd phase. And a lot of that kind of became clear, frankly, yesterday. Rob, what exactly should we know about Jerome Powell and the interest rates?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think a lot of people have been anticipating interest rates going down throughout the year. And I think in previous presentations, Powell had alluded to the idea that was probably coming, right, in Q3 and Q4 of this year. And I don't think he ever really pitched that there would be big drops in interest rates, but I think he did tease out that they were kind of expecting to lower interest rates a little bit later this year. And from yesterday's discussion, it seems like that is not going to be the case. And I think a big part of it is that inflation seems to be higher and job growth has gone up as well. And I think both of those are playing a major role in what the Fed is really kind of thinking that they're going to do here.
Yeah. You know, what we saw, you know, you mentioned inflation there, is that it's ticked up just a little bit over the last couple of months. I think it was about 3.5% in March, year over year. And it was a little bit over 3% in February, January. So it's not like taking a massive leap or anything like that, but it's certainly not going down anymore as it was for the last few months of 2023. It's like every month the job growth, it's like, what, this many jobs? And, you know, I think it was something like 300,000 in March. And everybody is just continuously surprised by this. And I'll point out here these interest rates. So right now, the rate that the Fed's kind of set, it's been at about 5.3%. You know, for the last few months, they basically just left it untouched. And earlier, you know, Powell and others with the Fed had talked about potentially three cuts this year. And it's like, well, now it's already April. And it doesn't seem like they're going to be happening anytime soon. And to talk about high interest rates again, I was looking it up. The average fixed rate mortgage in the U.S. is right now hovering at around 6.88%. So that's real steep if you're buying a house compared to what it was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see how this ends up impacting real estate, because I know that has already been so challenging for new buyers. There's so little inventory out there. And if there's that combination of little inventory driving prices higher, and you also have these higher rates, it's really going to push homeownership out of reach, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah. And I think it's like the mixed signals of everything that is making this economy particularly confusing.
Totally.
It's like we see those high interest rates and yet so much job growth and the stock market, you know, being at an all-time high on the S&P 500 just a few weeks ago. But now we're also seeing Tesla. They announced layoffs earlier this week and its stock fell to its lowest level in a year. It almost makes no sense, right? It's such inconsistency, Rob.
Yeah, it really is crazy, because I think every week it's almost like we get a new direction on what the economy is going to look like for the rest of the year. And you mentioned Tesla. I mean, I think that's been such an interesting story to watch. This economist, Robert Shiller, wrote this book called Narrative Economics. And I think he kind of coined the phrase narrative economics. And the idea that the kind of storyline can dictate how certain companies perform. And it's a very obvious idea, but I think he articulates it really well. And Tesla's been riding this wave of electric, and EV is totally the future. And I think everybody has kind of gotten behind that until recently, where people have said, well, you know, actually, we don't really have the charging infrastructure in place. I don't necessarily know if lithium batteries and the way that we're mining for those are super great for the environment either. And so there's kind of been this shift in mentality. Like, I was looking at this because Toyota's stock has gone crazy, and Toyota has really kind of sat out the EV revolution and has played more in the kind of hybrid space. And their CEO got crushed for this last year, but now they look like geniuses. That's super, super interesting. But to your point, Mark, the market really doesn't look like it's been affected that much in a lot of ways.
Yeah, exactly. And again, though, the market has continued to do great. And granted, it's come as like the interest rates have kind of leveled off a little bit. They at least haven't been being raised for the last few months. But if they do get raised up, I mean, there's already institutional investors on Wall Street talking about like, well, that's going to send the stock market down by 10 to 15%. So it could all change so quickly, depending on what might happen with these interest rates that, you know, obviously are not coming down as some would have anticipated. And finally, I wanted to like mention this one weird theory that Bloomberg had kind of discussed.
I love this.
It's been gaining traction on Wall Street. And anyways, this theory is that the hot economy that we're having is actually being caused by the high interest rates, which is not supposed to happen. It's supposed to be that high interest rates are supposed to cool the economy. But the reason for that is because some of these economists and people on Wall Street are suggesting that these high interest rates means that there's higher interest for bonds and for savings accounts, which actually gives average people more money, and then they're spending that money.
I love this take, Mark. We were talking about this offline, and I think it's totally right. Like you were saying, most people that I talk to who are my age, I'm in my mid-30s for reference, aren't investing in the stock market. Like most people that I know don't have like a bunch of money at work playing the stock market. And so to your point, like most people do have some money in a savings account somewhere. And if you're now earning whatever it is, like 6% compared to whatever it was like 2 years ago, 2% or whatever that was, you're going to be way more likely to just leave your money in there and not really seek out the stock market. And if you're collecting and that's compounding, then all of a sudden you have a little bit more money to go on that trip to Florida that you wanted to plan.
Yeah. And only about 58% of US households own stocks.
Wow.
So that leaves 40% who do not.
Interesting.
I totally buy the theory. There's vastly more economists out there, as this Bloomberg article pointed out, that, you know, basically say that theory is bunk.
Totally.
And that it should not be happening this way. But, you know, it is a hot economy and interest rates are pretty high, but not terribly high. So I think there's just some middle space in there to where it must be doing something.
I think you're right.
We will continue to probably talk about this because, yeah, this weird economy does not appear to be changing anytime soon.
Yeah.
That will do it for us today. So thank you everybody for tuning into the Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Robert Hartwig and our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. So if you're not subscribed, please go get signed up at thehustle.co/email.
Hey, everybody, I got a great podcast to tell you about. It's called Truth, Lies, and Work, and it's brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. On this show, you can join husband and wife team Al and Leanne Elliott as they dispel myths, impart wisdom, and answer all your questions about finding, keeping, and motivating great people. They actually just did an episode with John Smith, who is the manager and agent of famous Argentinian soccer player Diego Maradona. He talks about in this episode how he was able to manage the global superstar, athlete, celebrity that Maradona is and was. It's a great listen. You better get out there and check it out. And you can listen to Truth, Lies, and Work wherever you get your podcasts.